This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rare request when it comes to the lead song this morning, and that was Chime. That came from the two J's. Is that what it says on the text line? The two J's want to hear the party's over?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know the artist, though.
That'd be Johnny Cash.
No, not Johnny Cash. No. The great Willie Nelson.
Ah, Willie. Willie in the early years. Is that Willie by himself, or is that with the Highwaymen?
That is Willie by himself.
That irony, a guy that is known for smoking all day that he's singing about the party being over?
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Celtics down 2-0. Got to win one on Saturday afternoon in New York, and here is Shime with his lead. Hello, Shime.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I think a lot of our leads are going to be Celtics-related, and mine is no different. I don't understand it. Is Joe Mazzulla auditioning to be the next Patriots offensive coordinator with his timeout plays that he draws up? Because in game one, at the end of the game, he drew this play up that looked like a flag football play to Jaylen Brown that didn't even get a shot off. And then at the end of this game, he dropped two plays, one that worked, where Tatum just goes coast to coast at like a near sprint and scores two right away, and then they try to do the exact same thing instead of, I don't know, changing it up a little bit, you know, instead of running a read option, I don't know, maybe actually throw the football or something, and Tatum gets stuffed right away, doesn't get a shot off once again. I just don't get it. Who has played organized basketball once in his entire life, could draw up better plays than whatever the crap Joe Mazzulla's doing.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing, completely honest. It's like, forget the chess prodigy. Call me in. At least somebody with a little creativity might be able to help him out. Because, I don't know, this is where they desperately miss Brad Stevens. Because it was the one thing, as a coach, Brad Stevens was phenomenal at. And this is where they desperately miss him.
Your first opportunity was when you got the ball and you had 24 seconds left, I believe. Could have called the timeout there. You didn't. And you got Tatum in the ISO, and he, you know, went down and got you a couple points. And then you're sitting there with 12 seconds left. Call the freaking timeout. Why are you so reluctant to use the timeout?
Does it matter if he calls one?
Huh?
Does it matter, honestly?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Didn't they call a timeout in the first game? And they called a timeout in the first game, got the side out of bounds. How'd that shock?
Yeah, but Greg, I mean, Wiggy, if you're a good team, you can learn from that mistake and do something better when you call the timeout.
But that's the thing. They're not learning. They shot 60 and could not throw the ball in the ocean. Last night, they shoot 40 and they can't throw the ball in the ocean. It's like, this team doesn't learn. You would think, and like, you know, I'm kind of like joking in the sense, like, whether Mazzulla calls a timeout or not, do you have confidence he's going to draw up a good play?
He should be able to. I mean, maybe you don't have confidence.
Right.
Then he shouldn't be your head coach.
Exactly.
Like, he should be able to draw up a play.
Or hire somebody.
It's not just draw up a play, Greg. It's draw up a play where your players on the floor are better than the opponent.
Yeah.
So not only do you have, you know, the ball, but you have the better players and a timeout to use. But this perfectly goes into, this is mostly just an audio cut from my lead, but it's a minute. And I just think it's important because Wiggy says, why don't they change? We all were wondering why there wasn't this added incentive or urgency to play better last night. This was in between games 1 and 2. Brian Robb, BC guy, one of the nicest guys in the world, covers the Celtics, going back and forth with Joe Mazzulla about the Celtics and their three-point shooting woes.
The Knicks shot, I think, over 50% from three in the second half there. What's the balance for you guys of, you know, wanting to help versus staying home on those shooters? And, like, how much freedom do you give your players on that front?
Were they shoot from three in the second half?
I think over 50%.
So they made them?
Yes.
Man, what a novel idea.
But there's a lot of those where they're...
That's a novel concept, huh?
Right.
Just make them when you're open? Yeah.
Would you like to answer the question, though?
I just did. Make them. I mean,
I'm asking about your defense.
I think it's such a cool duality of your question to where I'm getting asked all the ones that we missed, and you come in and start with they shot 50% in the second half, and I'm like, oh man, what? The duality of that question is just really cool to like talk about.
Right. You know, lost the game.
Sure. So sorry.
Thanks.
We start the press conference off by saying, you know, you took all these and you missed them. And then you say, they shot 50% in the second half from three. Yeah, you got to make them.
So, you ain't lying about that.
I hear that, and I hear someone that is just whistling past the graveyard. And even if you feel that way, in what way does that benefit your team to laugh off the complaints of those that are criticizing why you lost that game? And it's just like, so if it's literally just shoot them and make them, what's your job, Joe? What do you do? I could just say, okay, go out there, get behind the three-point line and chuck it up. Like, I hear
also,
that.
And the dink routine works or worked for Bill Belichick when the football team was winning.
Correct.
I guess it could work for Joe Mazzulla. It has worked for Joe Mazzulla.
Right.
Like, and I'm talking specifically how you interact with the media, and I know like who cares, but it's the overall approach. Like, I know better, and why the duality of your question. The question is pretty simple,
right?
If you're not hitting your threes, why do you continue to rely on them in the game, Joe?
And you laugh
in the basketball game, Joe,
because you got nobody else that can really score consistently inside the three-point line.
But, like, I played AAU basketball, and I only made the team because my friend's dad was the coach. Mm-hmm. I'm confused about, like, all right, they're getting good looks. Well, if they're getting good looks and they're not nailing them, does it matter?
No.
Okay. So then that's the bottom line.
And also, Wiggy, you can – Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White can take the ball to the rim.
I think
they have nobody else. It doesn't have to be a big. Take the ball to the hoop and draw the foul.
But that's the thing.
Like, it's that simple.
If they're not getting
the Jaylen Brown was doing it in the first half last night, and then he stopped doing it.
If you're not getting the foul calls, which they weren't, you know, neither team was getting foul calls, right? So if you're not getting that and you're missing shots inside the paint, then you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but you're not hitting shots.
And I just hear that, and I know most people don't care about this, but Brian Robb is legitimately the most fair and balanced guy. He is not a bomb tosser.
No.
This is someone who's just asking a simple, statistically-based question, and Mazzulla attacks him. Like, you sound like an absolute moron, Joe Mazzulla. So, because all you're doing is, even in success, you're telling us that you just told them to shoot threes. And as I said at the beginning of the show, if you put Thibodeau on the bench with the Celtics and Mazzulla on the bench with the Knicks, the Celtics are up 2-0.
All right, Curtis. Great lead. Thank you. This is Boston Bar Guy. Hello, Boston Bar Guy.
Hey, guys. You know, everybody's talking about Joe Mazzulla and what a terrible job he did. Got out coach. This all falls on Tatum. Do you think Paul Pierce or Larry Bird come out and they score 13 points in a playoff game? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, wake up. You scored 13 points. You want to be a superstar and an MVP? You don't score 13 points in a playoff game in a must-win situation. This is all on Jason Tatum, guys. Plain and simple. He's our superstar. He scored 13 points, guys. Come on.
That's all right. Curtis, I hear a poll.
Oh.
So, who's it on? All right, Mazzulla. Who do you want? Mazzulla, Tatum.
It's on the players.
Mazzulla, Tatum, Brown, something like that.
I don't know how you see the end of game sequences in games 1 and 2 with what we all agree to be one of the limited jobs that Mazzulla has, which is diagramming a play, designing a play for an inbounds.
Yeah, all right.
And you have three of them, and you go 0 for 3.
We got to take a break. We will continue with our leads coming up next, and then they set it at 7:20. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports.